Say it, Faraday Center. The Faraday Center is Napier's specialized interactive technology museum. It began in 1979 and in 1993 merged with the Hawke's Bay Museums Trust. From the outset, the Faraday Center has been managed by an enthusiastic group of volunteers who have looked after and added to its collection of machines, gadgets, appliances, and equipment, sharing it all with residents and visitors to Napier. In 2019, it became apparent that the Faraday Center could not sustain itself by relying on volunteers alone, particularly given its increasing popularity. We completed a review of the operations and supported a small team of paid staff to work alongside the volunteers, and this small team became responsible for the day-to-day operations of the center. This meant we could increase the hours of operation while also promoting the center more widely. Since then, visitor numbers have increased. The building the Faraday Center occupies is leased by the Hawke's Bay Museums Trust for a very low cost. The building has been assessed as earthquake-prone and needs to be strengthened. There has been little spent on the building over the years, and even without the need for strengthening, it is in need of an upgrade to make it function safely and more effectively for staff and volunteers, visitors, and the collection itself. Making these improvements would also allow us the opportunity to offer education programs and school visits. To make good decisions around the level of involvement we should have and the investment we should make in the center, which could require us to purchase and upgrade the building, we have started a business case. The business case will investigate operating and governance models as well as location options and will be finished later this year. We've set aside $2.3 million from our building reserves to buy and upgrade the existing building if that is what is supported by the business case. In the meantime, we have two options. We can either stay open and finish the business case or close while we finish the business case. To find out more about the Faraday Center, please see faradaycenter.org.nz. Does this matter to you? We want to know your thoughts on the two Faraday Center options you are about to hear. Tell us at sayitnapier.nz or use the submission form. Option 1, and this is the one that is proposed by the Council. Keep it open. Continue to provide operational support with additional staff to keep the Faraday Center open until the business case is completed and options are considered. This requires an additional $291,000 per year funded from rates, bringing the total operational funding to just on $340,000 per year. We propose to keep the $2.3 million in the budget for the building for now. The process could take a year, but would allow the center to continue to provide a unique experience to visitors and residents and further develop its collection and services. How will this be funded? Operating rates, $291,000. How will this impact your rates? Total rates increase, 0.46%. Average rates increase per rateable property, $11.45. Option 2. Close it down. Close the center until the business case is completed and options are considered. This would save staff costs, but some operating costs would remain. For example, insurance, security, etc. And there may be costs associated with the closing of the center itself. While there may be short-term cost savings, a closure of the center could negatively impact the community in other ways. The center provides an interactive indoor educational opportunity for children and adults and a place for locals to share their expertise and time through volunteering. It also provides paid employment to 5 local people. We could continue to hold the $2.3 million for a potential reopening. The cost to close the center would be approximately $30,000, with costs to retain the building and collection being around $10,000 per annum. How will this be funded? Operating rates, $40,000 to close down in 2021-22. How will this impact your rates? Year 1. Total rates decrease 0.01%. Total rates decrease per rateable property 35 cents. Year 2. Total rates decrease 0.05%. Total rates decrease per rateable property $1.16. Napier Library Civic Precinct. Last year, after assessing a range of options, we confirmed that the Napier Library would return to its original site, although not necessarily to its original building. We have also been looking into returning our mayor, councillors and staff to a central office. We have brought these two projects together and have started developing a master plan for the entire site and will consult with the community in the coming months. Dealing with the project as one means that we can avoid duplication in the facilities themselves and save money overall. We've set aside $55 million for the whole development, with a goal to start construction in 2024-25. National Aquarium of New Zealand. We had a plan to significantly upgrade and refocus our National Aquarium, taking it to a new level of experience, a marine center of excellence. Project Shapeshifter, our aquarium redevelopment project, was highly dependent on receiving substantial external funding, which has not eventuated. We signaled last year that Project Shapeshifter had become less of a priority for council, particularly without any central government support. We have removed the funding contribution tagged for the project, but will continue to maintain the facility while we investigate options for its future. These options could include a refurbishment of the current facility, using the building for something else, or eventual closure of the facility. When we have reviewed the options, we will consult with the community about the facility's future. In the meantime, we have funding set aside for repairs and basic renewals to keep the building operational. Napier Aquatic Centre Development. Even with the reinstatement of the Greendale Pool, owned by the Ministry of Education, we know we are outgrowing our current aquatic facilities. We had a plan to develop a new facility at Prebenson Drive because of issues with the Onikawa site, including its previous use as a refuse facility. But we put the development on hold last year in order to further investigate the Onikawa site and to confirm whether a redevelopment of the current facility is possible. The contamination investigation is complete and the report is expected to be available to council shortly. Once the report is in, we will take another look at our situation before seeking feedback from the community. Because this will take some time, we have removed the funding allocated for the development from this long-term plan. In the meantime, we have funding set aside for repair and basic renewals to keep the building operational. Our options will be clearer when we review our plan in 2023. Don't forget to tell us what matters to you. Say it, Napier.nz. Say it.